The Zipline Water Cry.
That's right.
I like it. Welcome back, Mace. How was your vacation?
It was fantastic. I had a great time.
Did you go to the hot springs that we were talking about that was a little sketchy with the reviews?
I did.
Okay.
And the next day, I tried a different hotel.
Wow, that bad.
Yeah. Now, I want to say this because I read a review on the air and all that stuff. The place is called Murrieta Hot Springs.
Okay.
They're constructing it. It's going to be beautiful. I mean, absolutely. So I don't want to bag on that.
Operative word, gonna.
But I am going to be there ultimately because it's a really, really cool spot. But we were in the room and probably at 5:30 a.m. This was the first night we stayed there. Heard a drill. Mm-hmm. And not just heard a drill. But honestly, I thought we were being punked. It was so loud that I was like, I feel like I'm in like a situation comedy here where all this stuff.
I'm not falling for this.
There's like hammers, there's drills. And I'm like, really?
5:30 in the morning.
5:30 in the morning. We're like, okay. Now, I slept through the first time. And then the next time I was like, how is this even? So we very politely said we'd like to leave right now. We'll come back. We're not going to write a negative review, although I guess I'm on the air giving them a review.
You said you wouldn't write one.
Right, I wouldn't write one, but I am obviously giving one. I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be really cool, but we ended up at Two Bunch Palms out in Desert Hot.
Is that your usual spot?
No, a different one.
Okay.
And it is absolutely beautiful. They put, a few million dollars into it, and hot springs all over the place, and really cool restaurant, and all that kind of stuff. Great, great spot.
Are you refreshed? Are you rejuvenated? Are you ready to come back?
I had too much coffee today. Can you tell?
A little bit.
I am honestly so wired right now. I did a podcast this morning, so I drank coffee before. Oh. Then I just chugged two quad espressos.
You're sitting up much straighter than you typically do.
I've got so much.
Here's the problem, though.
Yeah.
Between now and 4, you have to avoid the crash.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it going. How much is in that cup is left?
This is not coffee now. I switched over to the, what do they call, the medicine bomb? The
but has it got caffeine in it?
No caffeine.
Are you under the weather?
No.
Oh, okay. The medicine ball can sometimes try to lift you back up.
Yeah, no, I just like this drink.
I'm going to be listening at around 3 p.m.
Oh, yeah. The emotional crash.
I just want to see what happens in a couple hours.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be good. I feel good about it.
Ramona today? Momo?
Yeah, Momo today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boy, I am.
She's still on TV.
You are so out of your mind right now.
What is going on with me?
What's going on in your head right now? Like, what are you thinking right now? Is it just racing 100 miles an hour?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. Now, here's the thing. It's probably going to be a great show.
Rarely is too much energy a bad thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's going to be an exciting show, I think. Momo is expected sometime before 2.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, she's just running on Momo time. Standard time.
Yes, because Morales was here and I'm here, that leads to a lot of Boogie Nights references.
Oh, God, yes.
You've got some serious Alfred Molina scene going, energy going right now.
I love that scene.
Yes. You should start lighting firecrackers and throwing them in the background.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. You know what I love about that scene is, like, he's doing all his stuff. They're there to make a drug deal, and it's basically, I guess it's based on the Wonderland.
Yes.
Wonderland.
Yeah. Wonderland.
Murders or
yes.
whatever.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And there's this shot where Alfred Molina's doing his thing, and you slowly zoom in on Mark Wahlberg's face, and you see sort of the look of, oh my God, where am I right now?
The best thing about that scene, and it's something I've rarely seen in anything else, is the more tense and scary it gets, the funnier it gets.
Yes.
Like, it's hilarious what's happening, but you're also like, oh my God, they're going to die. Like, they're all going to die.
Well, right. When the firecrackers are going off and they're all jumping with every time the firecracker goes off, you, as you're watching the movie, you're jumping with them. Like, it's
but
not,
it keeps getting funnier, though.
The entire movie from the beginning to the end is hilarious. And there's not one line. It's not unlike The Sopranos where nothing is played for a joke. It just is funny.
It just is funny, right.
Yes.
And it has to be the best use of a Night Ranger song in a movie
with Night Ranger, Sister Christian,
Then
Rick Springfield immediately with Jesse's Girl on the
mixtape.
Yeah.
That's what Molina's playing. It's a mixtape that he made. It says like
awesome mixtape. Awesome mixtape, really? Like number 3 something like that. Hey, Momo.
Hey, Momo. What's
how
up?
You feeling? You look TV good today.
You look nice.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this over here today?
What?
I'm a little wired. I've had too much coffee
today. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've had too much coffee.
Look how so.
Manic Mace. I love it.
Sitting up straight.
Manic Mace.
You
yeah.
are like, you're on one. Damn. I like it.
Damn.
Not going to lie.
Are you yeah. like J.J. Redick on First Take?
Oh, that was fun.
I saw First
that
Take.
Was fun.
And I was just on with Austin and he responded.
Oh, he did? What'd he say?
Austin responded. He goes, well, you know, it's one that, you know, you can say he's not that his. Okay, so to recap, I should recap, right? J.J. Redick kind of.
You want me to play
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, play it.
Yeah.
I've seen the trend for years.
What's the trend?
The trend is always making excuses. Get Doc, we get it. Taking over a team in the middle of the season is hard. It's hard. We get it. Just like getting traded in the middle of the season is hard for a player. We get it. Mm-hmm. But it's always an excuse. It's always Ooh. Throwing your team under the bus. They lose to Memphis. Oh, it's his players. Memphis was playing G League guys and two-way guys. And then you look at his quotes over the weekend. Now he wants to take credit for the James Harden trade to the Clippers working out. He wants credit for that. There's just no there's never accountability with that guy.
Woo!
Damn. You let him have it.
Damn. Eater. You let him have Eater. It. He's talking about Doc Rivers.
Was any of that false?
Yeah, well, okay, look. So I'll tell you what Austin said. All right, Austin Rivers, who is co-host on NBA Today.
And you want to talk about the guy that was accused of Doc Rivers getting paid.
Right.
It's Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It's not J.J. Redick. It's Austin Rivers.
So anyway, Austin said, you know, look, J.J. and him, they're buddies. They're both Duke guys. They're sort of like both guys who were unlikable at Duke who've now become more likable, mm-hmm. right, since they've joined the media ranks. And he said, you can talk about accountability, but he's always held responsible. So whether or not he's the one getting fired on all these jobs.
But that's not the same thing, though.
Right. Yeah, but that was a nice turn of phrase. So let me finish.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good turn of phrase. And so, okay, so then he says, and he's the one who got fired, that the Clippers were up 3-1 in the bubble when half the team didn't want to be there and guys were just leaving in the middle of the bubble. I was like, that's a good point. And then he goes, he got fired when they lost to the Celtics, a team who was favored to beat them. And he gets fired because they blew the 3-2 lead or whatever mm-hmm. it was. And like I thought that was a good point. And then I thought he was just going to stop right there. But he kind of kept going. And then he goes, JJ, you had your best years playing for Doc Rivers with the Clippers. Mm. Like, you had your best year. So it's interesting that you come with this kind of emotion or whatever.
Right,
so,
right.
And he goes, it kept going. You had a good year in Philly, but your best years were in LA. And he goes, and you're a great shooter, but we had to take you out at the end of games because of defensive reasons. Like I kind of kept going. And I was like, oh, I'm just gonna sit back here.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll just let this happen.
Yes, stand by.
And at the
by.
End, it was like, okay, a little good hot.
Yeah.
Hot take.
I was watching
a little back and forth.
I was watching First Take this morning.
Yeah, you always watch the First Take and get up.
I like to get up in the First Take. So I was watching First Take. It was the very end, and Shannon Sharp was on with Stephen A.
Yeah.
And the subject was, who's more likely to win a championship this year, LeBron or Steph? Okay. Mm-hmm. JJ says, that question is ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is, neither one is going to win anything. The championship this year. And Shannon was like, you got to accept the premise. I mean, that's what the show is about. And JJ's like, I know what this show is about. And Shannon was like, no, you got to choose one or the other. End of show.
So JJ was just on one today? He was just picking fights with Shannon?
He was fired up.
Yeah. He was in the mood.
Maybe he had too much coffee. Yeah.
Molly at one point said, you know, it used to be screaming A. Now it's you've got to apply something to J.J. Redick.
Wow.
Screaming J.
He's the new. Yes.
It wasn't hard.
Oh, no, it wasn't hard. It was laying right there.
It was right there for you.
Honestly, Molly should not have needed my help.
Yeah,
she shouldn't have.
Yeah.
It was right there. First of all, this is also Momo. I mentioned this earlier in the show. Depending on how long this storyline lasts and people peeling back the onions and details, this is great promotion for your show.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up. Yes, it is.
No, I prefer. See, the absolute best of the premiere date is June 4th.
Okay.
So the absolute best case scenario in terms of life imitating art or there being some kind of tie-in is for the Clippers to be in the finals at the same time the show's coming out, playing against the Milwaukee Bucks, coached by Doc Rivers.
Oh,
that would be the best.
That is the home
run. Well,
the
Clippers are the far more likely participant at this point than the Bucks are.
At this point, I would agree with you.
Yeah.
Good luck, Mace.
What do you mean?
What? Huh? Let's go.
Super Crosstalks brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger's all about.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here we go, a little after 1 o'clock, quarter after 1 o'clock, on a Live Imaging Tuesday, the moment you've waited for. Unless you've enjoyed the last 3 days of content like I have.
Yeah.
Steve Mason has returned.
Yeah.
And Momo's here, in for Johnny I, who's out still the rest of the week, I believe.
He's out, he's coming back Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah.
When the Lakers decide to go on the court, and LeBron decides to play his games. Meanwhile, let's get to it. The biggest show on the radio, Mason in Ireland, your Tuesday afternoon right now.
Good afternoon.
This is the equivalent of that one time you said you were going to be on vacation for like a week,
yep.
And then you popped up on Fox 11. Much like LeBron saying, I don't think I can play, but let me go do 16 minutes of the All-Star game.
Yeah. So first of all, that particular day on Fox 11, I took off just to do Fox 11. That was not part of a vacation. It was literally a day off.
Okay.
To do that show.
I understand.
Yeah. Now, in the case of this time, I told Momo,
yeah,
and I told Travis, I read a review of the place we were going to.
You're talking about the Hot Springs.
The Hot Springs.
Right.
I read a review of the first one, and the review was scary.
Uh-oh.
But you still went.
Still went. And
give me some highlights from their first review, scary review.
The scary review, not ready. Only two pools, like all this kind of stuff.
Bed bugs.
Nothing like that.
That's Steve Mason.
Just sort of not ready. Yeah. And I thought, okay, we're going to give it a shot anyway.
But why?
Cheap.
Because we had already made a deposit, something like that. That's just where we settled to go. And I thought, oh, give these guys a chance. So we get their...
But when the first review says it's not ready... It's not ready.
Right. We went, and I will just say it wasn't ready. It was not ready. The review was correct. No, what happened was we looked at the person who wrote the review, and we saw that they had written only negative reviews of things.
Yeah, I get that.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, just one of those people.
One of those people, one of those complainers.
Yeah, I do that on Twitter. When somebody trolls me, I go, let me just see the rest of their Twitter feed, and it's like just trolling.
Must have been exactly. Amazing in Ireland, listener.
Yeah, there you go. And I want to say Murrieta Hot Springs is going to be beautiful.
But not right now.
Not yet.
So
not
you
yet.
Just left?
Just
did you lose
left.
Your money or did you ask for a refund?
We asked for a refund because there was drilling and hammering and pounding and it's
but
just,
not any of the good
Did you go someplace else?
Yeah, we went out to Desert Hot Springs and we went to Two Bunch Palms, which they put a ton of money
into. I thought you were about to say
into.
Something else.
Yeah, I know. A ton of money into. Absolutely beautiful and had a great couple of days.
Well,
there.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So you got your money back?
Yeah, got our money back. Went to a slightly more expensive place. Yikes. Very expensive.
And the pictures you posted on social media were from the second place.
That is correct.
Now, I noticed you didn't frame it. Well, there was the one from behind where you're like staring into the earth, and it was a shot of you in the pool, but from or in
correct.
The spring.
And there's like a yeah. ray of sunlight on
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful.
But then there was an up-close one that I felt you took. Of yourself. Very close.
There was yeah. an up-close one. I started using the stories part of Instagram.
Oh, you figured that out?
I did. Now I know how to do it.
What if you found out how to do a reel? Do you know how to do a reel?
I put videos on there. I don't know how
I could
to
show
make
you
a
how
reel.
To take like 10 photos and like little clips, and then you turn it into a reel
okay.
set to music, and you could be like, my weekend, and then you could do like whatever, feeling good. Like
yeah, feeling good.
Why don't I do one better? I got onto TikTok.
No.
We're doing this bit again?
No.
No, I actually am on it.
I know. I got an invite from you.
Oh, really?
But I'm not very active
I don't
TikTok.
Know how that works, that an invite
I don't want to be on TikTok.
Yeah, I decided I was going to do it.
I did it once, and I just said, there's too much stuff about all the data they're collecting, and I don't know where it's going.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I was told that everybody has my data anyway.
They probably do.
So
probably
who the hell cares? Yeah. So I went on TikTok.
Yeah, but my data is more secretive than your data.
Well, they can't break into your phone. They just know about you.
I mean,
they already know about you.
Oh, yeah, they know everything.
I don't know. There's a lot of things in my phone.
Listen, if they really want to get in there, they can get in there.
That's fair. They can do it. They can do it. So TikTok, I'm learning TikTok.
What are you going to do on there?
I think
Cappy
things.
And I should dump truck you on TikTok.
I think that's an excellent idea.
I think we should do that for today. Oh, the dump truck? We can show you the video of when we dump trucked him at Yamaha and his neck snapped back.
Oh, I was wearing a neck collar the next day.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So it's exactly what it sounds like.
It is.
Okay. It is, yeah.
Okay.
So anyways, TikTok, follow me at Venice Mace. I put a couple of things up there.
Yeah.
That are weird, and you'll see. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, so you didn't actually do it.
I did do it.
Okay.
That's what I did. I was like soaking in a hot pool while trying to learn TikTok. That was my vacation.
And did you have any pharmaceutical assistance in that moment?
Not pharmaceutical.
Oh, yeah.
It's from the earth.
Yeah, natural.
Yeah, it's all natural.
All natural.
Exactly.
Natural flavorings.
Oh, here's the dump truck video.
Oh, there's the dump truck video. Oh, God.
Okay. I'm watching this.
Yeah. Okay, there it is.
I see you guys clapping.
Okay, boom, boom.
There's a lot of...
You up to boom, boom?
Oh, no, there's a... Oh, whoa. There's a... Oh, gosh. Jeez, heads up.
That is so funny.
And he didn't even have to pay for that.
There.
Yeah.
That's sort of like you're in line and you're like, oh, excuse me.
Yeah, no, I was like, boom, boom. Speaking of boom, boom.
Yeah.
Okay, so vacation time, right? I know I've got a few days off, and I'm excited about it.
Tales from the hot tub, I love it.
So I'm driving home after last Thursday show, or Wednesday show.
Right.
And I'm parallel parking in front of my house.
A little scary. Okay.
Boom, boom. I'm like, oh my God, I hit something. Get out of the car. I hit Juan's car.
Oh, man.
So on one hand, I'm like, well, I'm glad
it
hit our car.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I hit Juan's car, and I knocked the mirror clean off.
Which mirror?
The driver's side mirror.
How did you do that?
He's going backwards.
He didn't parallel at all. He just went straight back.
I'm parallel parking, so I'm alongside the car.
You're just too close.
And I'm too close, and bam, knock his mirror
off. Bam! How do you get that close?
I obviously misjudge things.
You think?
Yeah, I think I misjudge things. I've always said I'm a terrible driver.
I did one of those. I went to the farmer's market, and I went and parked in this lot and stuff, and there was a sort of like, don't park here kind of vibe. Like this, and the guy was like, no. I go, hey, there's a space over there. Is that all right? And he goes, yeah. It's okay. So I go there, and I didn't see the cone at all. Like I must have just driven right over it.
Right.
And that's probably why the space was open.
Sure.
Right.
Boom, boom, boom.
And then it's stuck underneath my car. Like, this orange cone is stuck under my car. And I'm like, it'll be all right. As soon as I back up, it'll come out. No.
Yeah.
I was dragging that cone for, like, the whole...
Oh, is that
I
right?
I finally had to pull over. And I'm like, how do I get this cone out from under my car? It's, like, really trapped under there. I'm like, well, should I just drive it on the freeway or something? No.
Yeah, drive on the freeway with the cone.
Worse.
That's really smart.
So then I go, okay, I'm pulling over. And I have to get my baseball bat out of the trunk, climb on the ground, and, like,
why is there a baseball bat in your trunk?
Because I just carry one.
Just in case?
Your trunk.
Yeah.
Just in case of what?
I don't know. I'm like, this is like the old
in case of BP
girl.
Or defense.
You doing pickups in Jersey that you need the bat?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's not going to hurt anybody. And then if I want to go to the cages, it's there.
Okay,
you stop by the cages. Yeah. Sure. Bergman, any surprise? I knocked the mirror off our other car. Boom, boom, boom.
That's what you do
that
constantly.
That is the sound.
That's the sound of Mason always just going over three cones.
So I hit three cones in the garage here.
And you are the worst driver in the history
boom, boom,
of
boom.
Drivers.
Did you drive? Did it come out under the car?
You know those white cones up the lane? Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, just knocked three of them.
Those are visible.
Yeah, they are
very
visible.
They're not like the little orange cone I didn't see.
All I could think was, because when I did it, I was like, oh my God, I hit somebody's car. What a pain in the ass. Then I look, it's like, I hit our car.
Yeah.
I hit.
But wait a minute. Whoa.
It's
how do
much
you
better.
Think you hit somebody else's car? There's only a couple cars there.
Right. But I'm like backing up. I'm and you assume, oh my God, what did I hit?
You already know what you hit. You were right next to it.
No, I initially didn't realize I hit our car.
So you parallel parked next to your car and didn't
this
realize.
This shows his level of awareness.
Correct.
It wasn't your car.
My level of awareness. No, this was our car.
Now, see, this would have all
been
better.
You don't call insurance. That's the one you just take down to the.
Take down to yourself. Yeah. And by the way, knock the mirror off, $2,500. It's like literally the mirror is just like hanging like this. $2,500.
Get a welder.
You
gotta
get
it.
What a racket.
I can get some duct tape and just kind of put it all the way around it.
That's the way it is right now. It's got duct tape on it now.
You should have called producer Jorge. He's got hookups.
Yeah.
$200.
Next time that happens, you call me. I know some places in the valley.
You got some Bondo for me?
It's like a deep valley kind of place.
Yeah.
We got all kinds of things like that.
How'd Bergman do?
Amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you hear any of it?
I heard about 30 seconds and he was doing an in or an out or something like that. It was sort of like, when we come back, ESPN LA. And I was like, whoa, is that Bergman?
Yeah.
Bergman driving the train.
Brian, what do you think?
That was great. Fun shows.
Yeah.
So the first day, on Thursday.
I was actually able to listen for all 3 hours for a change.
Oh, good.
So the first day on Thursday.
Ireland wasn't here, so it was okay to listen.
Damn.
So Mason.
Come on, don't go after.
Shade.
Can I get my story? Yeah, so.
Oh! He's getting annoyed like Mace does.
Well, no.
Yeah. Oh, it's so great.
Well, Brian said right around like 2:45, right before What's Up Fool, he goes, wow, this is actually going fast. Like,
yeah.
I didn't know what to expect, yeah?
Right. Now, I listened yesterday. I thought it was really good.
Yeah?
I thought Greg is a perfect one. I thought he did a really, really good job. DeMarco was really funny. I thought it was a great show. And when we're out now, I think you should be the regular fill-in guy.
Sorry, Momo.
Damn, did I just get bounced?
Well, no, you're...
Yeah,
I'm saying when both of us are gone.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
like, there's
Bergman. I mean, that's sort of like... It's okay. You can just pretend you didn't say it.
Yeah. Yeah. So...
Did I say that out loud?
Yes. No, it's fine. It's fine. I mean...
So
ultimately, it's a committee that makes these things. Yes, you can't just make that decision like that anymore.
No, I'm making it.
No.
Yeah, final.
We'll go
but thank you, Mace.
In the other direction just to annoy you.
Yeah.
We'll do it live!
No, let's do it live.
No, it'll be Momo and Dave Denholm in here.
Momo and Denholm. Now, I would love to have Dave on. Dave does
well,
Dave's
great. We're getting ready for LAFC on Saturday.
Saturday night. Seattle, I think, on Saturday?
I believe so.
That's the opener?
Is it supposed to rain?
Hopefully not. Hopefully we're done with this.
I know I have my Doppler out, but...
God. Yeah, you should know.
It's my job, yeah. No, it's not supposed to rain. It's not until next Sunday.
I was at Channel 11 last week. Alex is serious about
you
doing the weather
happen.
On there.
I know. I'm serious, too.
Yeah.
We're going to make it happen.
In front of the green screen, the
it's
whole
gonna be
thing.
Amazing.
No, it's going to be fantastic. Talk
it's
about viral.
It's kind of like my dream.
Yeah.
Really? To do weather?
Since I was 4 years old.
Beautiful.
I, like, grew up on the Weather Channel. My mom would wake up on the way to kindergarten, and she'd be like, Ramona, what's the weather going to be like today? And I was like, oh, Mom, it's going to be 75 and sunny. We're good. And but we might want to bring a jacket next week because it's going to be windy.
Oh.
Like, this was me when I was like 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah. And already you were locked in.
Locked in.
Yeah.
Loved it.
I'm surprised you're not a meteorologist.
I mean.
No?
It really is just.
You could have done that. You could have gone down that road.
But it's kind of a hard life, right?
Why is that a hard life?
How's it a hard life?
Weather in Los Angeles?
There's only one Dallas Rains.
Did you not?
But there was also Fritz Coleman.
Yeah. Okay. There's
like
two
guys
who
made
a career of it. Yeah, I know. I did see LA Story. That's a great show. A great movie. There's only a few people.
Well, you have to
have
an act.
Longevity.
You have to have an act.
I don't have an act. Do I have an act?
Oh, I don't know. I've never seen you do weather.
You've been on the air here for a few years. I assume you've got some kind of act.
It's an act, but it's me. I'm just Momo.
Right, and that's all you have to do when you do weather. Dallas Rains, former backup quarterback for the Florida State Seminoles.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Did not know.
Did
that.
Did you know that?
He has great hair
and great suits and great tan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
a little much on the tan.
Let's do something coming up.
Easy,
what do you want to do?
I got to start tanning, ramping up the tan from
Andy's.
No. I love to get in the bed.
I know you
I get
do,
in there,
but
I got
it's
my
not
own,
good for you.
I got my own lotion, and you got to put the little thing on top, you know what I mean? You got like a little thingamajig.
And then you get out of there, and it's all greasy.
Oh, I love it, though. I love the smell.
Yeah?
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I did that in my 20s. I'm not going to have
in my 40s, I still want to do it.
I hear you.
Mace, you want to come tan with me?
I am going to, for now, pass.
Mace. Let me
and forever.
Yes,
I'll do a spray tan with you. We could get sprayed together.
Okay, you could do that.
I have no nomination for Bit of the Year.
Well, you didn't let us in the hot tub.
Correct, and that's not happening.
I think spray tan could be a look for you.
No, it is not a look for me.
You and I get spray tan together.
Now, is Ireland a nominee for Bit of the Year for what went down with Lisa before for Valentine's Day? I think it was fantastic.
I think it was fun.
It's one of the funniest things
but
Ireland
Momo
has ever
done.
But
Momo did the nut milk on this show, so that qualifies.
Also a Bit of the Year.
No, that
nominee.
Is Bit of the Year. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, we made nut milk live on the air.
Exactly. Never been done. On radio.
Never been done.
Never been done on radio, I can
probably
promise you.
Probably on some cooking show somewhere.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, Dodgers did something unprecedented during the offseason, and it's not going away. I will explain that coming up next. It is Tuesday, Live Imaging Tuesday. You're listening to 710 ESPN. Hey, let me tell you, I mentioned my car.
Your car was fine. Juan's
my car
was
100% fine, and this speaks volumes about the
absolutely
Hyundai Elantra. I'm working with the Southern California Hyundai dealers. Fantastic. The first thing I did when I came up with this partnership, or when I started this partnership, was I went out and got an Elantra hybrid. It is getting 50 miles a gallon.
Oh, so you just never have to stop.
Never have to stop. Tanks go forever. And you know what else is really cool? The Hyundai Ioniq 6. They let me try one of those, and it is spectacular. It's an EV with a long driving range and cutting-edge technology. Don't forget about the sharp design of the 2024 Sonata and the Santa Fe if you want to go SUV. This spring, get in, get away with a great deal on the Hyundai you've always wanted at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. And as always, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. Hurry in today, because these great deals will not last, and more that you can add more to every journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, which is going on now. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
136 on a Live Imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland. Mace is back.
Yes, and wired.
Yeah, why are you drinking more coffee?
This is not coffee now.
What is it?
I've switched over to herbal tea.
Because that has no caffeine in it.
Herbal tea
does not have
no caffeine.
I don't know. I don't drink a lot of tea.
It is herbal. Yes.
I'll give you something.
Careful.
Herbal.
When you say it's herbal tea, people get the wrong idea.
Correct. Yeah, it's not that herbal.
You also put a New York
accent in there and said coffee.
Did I say coffee?
You said coffee.
Coffee.
And
coffee.
Momo's here.
Yeah.
Sitting in for Johnny I. By the way, you know what's coming in a little over a month. Our 710 Pickleball Madness Tournament, Saturday, March 23rd, in the city of Fountain Valley at the Agape Pickleball Center. And here's the thing, we announced our teams today at social media.
Okay.
ESPN LA on social media, all the team names. But here's the scandal that is breaking out.
I heard a little bit.
Yeah,
well, here's the thing. This is on corporate Greg letting this slip by.
Yeah.
I want to handle the teams. Okay. I said, go ahead.
I raised my arm and I was waving them around.
And then
guess
what? DeMarco Farr slips in a ringer. All of a sudden we see the teams and we're looking at it going, who's Jimmy Wynn?
Jimmy Wynn.
Nobody knows who Jimmy Wynn is. We brought Janessa in here, our marketing manager.
No clue.
No clue who Jimmy Wynn is. We've efforted getting DeMarco, not responding to texts.
Really? Not
this
responding?
This is an outrage.
Not responding to texts.
He's a gutless bum.
So do we think DeMarco brought in a ringer
well, do
named
you know
Jimmy
who,
Wynn?
Do you know who James Wynn is?
I do,
do
not
you,
know.
Greg?
I think.
You think.
I think it's his brother-in-law.
Well, how is that 710 team?
Look, well,
show me someone else here that's
on
the content
side. We ran out of people.
Side. Yeah, we ran out of people.
Whatever happened to the whole idea that Mike Trudell was going to be some ringer?
He is.
He's playing with
McMenamin.
McMenamin, sorry.
They're a ringer team.
And I never respond to McMenamin text. It's just not my thing, but I have been texting them in a group chat. So,
yeah. So they're going to be.
Respond to his text?
No, never.
That's a ringer team, though.
How is that a ringer? They're part of the station.
I heard Trudell is fantastic.
No, Dave McMenamin's part of the fabric of the station, I think.
I agree, but
I one time booked him for that Saturday. Remember when they did that free agency show?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
That went wrong.
We had nothing
wrong.
Except pizza.
Before it even started, that went wrong.
Yeah,
that
Paul was George Sting.
That was the night.
Salvador Gigante.
Salvador Gigante.
I remember that. You hyped that up, and I was so excited for you.
And then it was so anticlimactic. Before the show even started, we knew Paul George was staying in OKC. Very disappointing.
But those guys, people know who Dave McMenamin is. He comes
absolutely
on the show. James Wynn doesn't come on our shows.
We should have had him on yesterday.
James Wynn?
James Wynn.
Yeah, so he was a part of the station at
you know
that
what
point.
He's, you know what he's got to do? He's got to be like the Masked Singer. You know, like the get dressed up and the Masked Dancer.
Hmm.
He's the masked pickleball player. We don't know
who he is. Yeah, the masked pickleball
player. Well, he's not going to have a chance. He's disqualified.
There. Whoa.
Whoa, you're DQing James Wynn?
DQing James Wynn and possibly DQing DeMarco for this.
So wait a minute. Do we have somebody else that we can pair with DeMarco? Has anybody not signed up?
Somebody called JB Wong.
Chris Morales. JB can't.
Why can't JB?
He already told me he couldn't. Otherwise, he would have been with DeMarco.
I think that DeMarco should be on Laura and my team, and we'll have a tag team.
Laura,
I don't think you tag team pickleball.
And DeMarco.
Yeah.
How would that work?
We'll just play 3-on-2.
Yeah, no. That's not right.
I think we should totally do that.
Yeah, I think we shouldn't. I think you and Laura are a great team.
Oh, we're going to be so awesome. I've never played ever in my life.
Me and Lindsay are, I think we're going to be kind of a crash and burn operation.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when she produced the show.
Yes, just like Woo! That.
140 in the South.
You said that.
Dang, I know. I said came it. In hot today. Are you on one of those burn it all down days? Are you on one of those?
No.
Wow.
Just saying, I'm defending Lindsay, actually.
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly. No, we're going to...
I like when we're all just like...
The thing that bums me out, though, is that it'll be me and Lindsay versus John and his wife, Lisa, and they are really good. So,
well, Lisa's really good. We don't know about John.
I mean, if you have one good player on the team, I think you're pretty good. Like last year, I had my brother Brian, who's a great pickleball player. We won our first match.
So tell me again what it's like. It's like tennis, right?
It's baby tennis.
Baby tennis, like ping pong.
Oh, you're going to get a lot of hate now.
It's exactly in between tennis and ping pong.
If you're calling it baby tennis, you're going
to
get it now.
How is it compared to racquetball?
Oh, racquetball's in a wall.
Yeah, racquetball is
you're going to get slammed
inside,
like you slammed into Juan's car.
So instead of another team, you're hitting against a wall.
Okay.
Ping pong on a small tennis court.
Yeah, baby tennis.
All right, we can do that.
Why am I going to... That is baby tennis.
No, it's not. You can't
Wasn't there
it
even
baby
an
tennis.
Ad during the Super Bowl where babies were playing pickleball?
Sounds right.
There was an ad where babies were playing pickleball.
Sounds cool, but that doesn't mean it's baby tennis.
I mean,
baby
it's
tennis.
Like it's like tennis, but with a smaller court. That's great. When you don't have a lot of room.
It's exactly one half a tennis court.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Less running.
And you've never done it.
No, never done it.
It's a fun game. I think it's, by the way, I think you can walk out and be pretty credible.
I think I'll be
right
okay.
Right away. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You were an athlete.
I just don't want to get hurt.
Yeah.
No, it's sprained ankles or
always
knee injuries.
My goal.
Yeah.
Always my goal. I didn't get to the thing we were going to get to, but we will get to it coming up. And in the meantime, we're going to do Wheel of Questions coming up next.
That was so great and cryptic.
See, that's the idea.
It was really good.
Keep them hanging
I'm
on. Hey, life is a journey.
Ooh.
With highs and lows. And the LA County Department of Mental Health is here to support you through it all. Their caring team offers more than just a listening ear. They provide free emotional support and service referrals and crisis counseling. Call their 24/7 helpline, 800-854-7771, or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey. Together, let's share a brighter tomorrow with hope, recovery, and well-being. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Here we go. Wheel of Questions. Oh, this is good. This is
good. It's been saving up.
What are you hilariously bad at?
Oh, singing.
Hilariously bad?
Really bad. Really bad. Like, to the point where my own mother makes fun of me.
So, can you warble something out?
It wouldn't be good for any of us.
Be good for the bit.
Like I know there's a okay. Give me like a really hard song that I have to sing.
Let's see, really hard song.
Okay, I Will Always Love You.
Bodyguard.
Okay, Bodyguard. I Will Always Love You. Here we go.
Bittersweet memories. That is all I'm taking with me.
I don't think that's the worst singing I've heard.
No, that's not.
It's not
bad.
Good.
Yeah, it's not. It's not great, but
a little
it's not.
Pitchy.
It is
how about the I mostly stick to like Wheels on the Bus these days.
Oh right, to kiddie songs.
Yeah.
Wheels, they go round and round, right?
They go the wheels on the bus round and round.
Yes.
No, I'm really bad at like my mom makes fun of me. She apparently I had a babysitter when I was a kid, and her name was Velma, and she was a wonderful wonderful woman, but she had the worst pitch and the worst singing voice ever, and she used to sing to me. And so my mom blames herself because she was working and she had a nanny for me or a babysitter or something, and while she was at work, and she blames her and herself for allowing that to happen to me. That,
so the that babysitter like, made you sing bad?
Supposedly.
Okay.
I think I just suck.
All right.
I have a really, it's really bad.
By the way, it was not nearly as bad as advertised.
It could be worse.
Yeah.
It could be worse. Right, I Berman, learned how to control it.
What are you hilariously bad at?
There's a lot of things, but I am really, really bad at social media on my phone, like Instagram. I just don't understand it in the slightest. I think I'm worse than you are.
I don't know.
I don't know how to do it.
I think you are. I just did an Instagram story thing.
Yeah, then I'm definitely worse than you.
I was eating mushrooms in your story. I just don't get it.
Yeah, Momo with mushrooms.
I can hit the button when it says share story when the station sends it to me, and that's as far as
I can go. That's it.
Yeah.
What about TikTok?
TikTok, no.
Like, I'm on TikTok right now. This is the new thing. I'm a TikTok.
It's the new thing?
It is the new thing.
It just came out right now.
It just happened to me. TikTok is...
I was 8 years old when I learned about it.
Don't know how to do it.
Okay.
No clue.
Brian, what are you hilariously bad at?
Oh, this one was easy for me. Spelling.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. It's something about the words. If it wasn't for,
okay, let's come up with something.
Wait a minute. You're bad at spelling because of the words.
Right. The word's too long. You know
what I mean? The word's too
long. Okay, how do you spell Mississippi?
Oh.
Really?
M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
You got that.
No, you missed a couple S's.
No, he missed a couple S's.
Oh, well, that's right.
Sounded good to me.
Let's think of one that's not
incomprehensible.
There you go. Go.
Incomprehensible. I-N-C-O-M-P-R-E-N-A-B-L-E.
Not even.
You
know
missed an
it
H.
You just lost
comprehensible.
Track.
He gets lost
about seven letters
in. Yeah, you got
in.
Lost.
Exactly. See, the long words. Can't do it.
Yeah.
He's like, what was I spelling again?
Yeah. Okay, so for me?
Yeah, what is it?
Putting stuff together. I cannot put anything
together. You're
not handy? I'm the least handy person there is.
Oh.
No handiness in me.
Hopefully Juan is.
Juan is very handy.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, Juan is good at putting stuff.
That means you guys are a good team.
I have no clue how to put anything together. Like, he put together this, we redid our studio.
Mm-hmm.
And we built this bookcase. And when I say we, I mean him. He built this bookcase for it and had no problem. You know, got all the pieces to fit together. It was great. I have no idea whatsoever.
I can do it. I can put things together. Like if you go to IKEA and you got to assemble it yourself, I can do it. I just don't want to. And most of the time, they make it so cheap now to have somebody just come and assemble it for you. It's just worth it.
Right, right.
It's like $39. You're like, okay, let's do that. Same cost as delivery.
Yeah, it is.
I'd spend 3 hours doing that.
There you have it. There's Wheel of Questions. Now, I want to get to this. By the way, I am wired today, so if I'm moving quickly, just that's why.
And
No. Bit's over. So
I thought I nailed it.
A lot of people around Major League Baseball are still upset about the fact that the Dodgers were able to sign Shohei Ohtani and defer $680 million. Mm-hmm. Now, there's been a lot of talk about, let's ban that practice. Mm-hmm. Do you think that practice should be banned, the ability to defer money into the future if a baseball player signs a contract?
I think it will be banned because it. I don't think it's good for players or the league, quite frankly. Like I think Shohei put, because now every team is going to ask players to do that.
Right.
Because Shohei set the benchmark there. And I don't think that's financially, why would you let the team keep your money?
It was his idea.
I know.
He's the one that pitched the idea.
I know. So he gets to say that, and it's a nice sentiment, but it's like you're just letting the Guggenheim billionaires hold on to your money.
That part of it is not smart.
No,
that part of it to not at least get interest on $680 million.
Correct.
But he just wants to win, right?
Yeah, he doesn't care. He wants to win. He could have gotten a lot more. He did that so it allowed them to get several other players and do extensions for Glasnow and Yamamoto and all, like, okay, a contract with Yamamoto. So I appreciate the gesture, but now it's a precedent that I think every, like Juan Soto is probably sitting here going, don't even ask. Don't even ask if you're the Yankee. I'm not deferring anything.
Right.
What, you think Blake Snell wants to do that? Because now every team that is going to do these mega contracts, okay, we can go $500 million, but you're going to defer it like Shohei did.
Right.
And so I think the players union will fight it, and I think the other owners will fight it, because it's actually a great deal for owners.
It is. Well, it is a good deal for owners.
If you have a chance, like they always say with the lottery, you should always take the lump sum, even though it seems like you shouldn't take the lump sum. But that means you get to invest it rather than somebody else.
Right.
Wouldn't you rather invest your own money than have somebody else invest?
Sure. I think from that perspective, it's a net minus for the player. It's a net plus for the club.
Right. I mean, now listen, I like the idea that somebody's holding on to my money and I'm always going to get a check. Because it's like basically paying Guggenheim to be your financial advisor.
Correct.
You're like in their mutual fund now.
Right.
But that's not a good deal for any player.
Bergman, do you think it should be banned?
No, I don't actually, because as long as it's up from the player decided to do it. And also, when it comes to the owners, don't they have to take that money and put it off to the side?
Only in an escrow account.
In an escrow account.
They don't have to put it in an escrow account, do they?
I think they have to put a certain... I think this is how it works. So only is it... I think it's $46 million of it counts against the Dodgers payroll.
Correct.
Right?
Not all of it counts.
His salary is $2 million, which is the minimum.
Yep.
And $46 million. Now, okay, so 46 and 2, that's $48 million a year, right?
Right.
That's, they have to, if the 46 has to project out to 70, so they're only putting 46 in an escrow account because they can project the rate of growth to 70 in 10 years.
And they're
saving, do the math there. Somebody do that.
They only have $46 million against
34, the cap. $34 million. They're saving $34 million.
Bergman, you think it should be banned?
I mean, it's probably not great for the game. I still think that as long as comes from the player itself, and then you're not asking them to do it.
24 man.
It's.
I did that wrong.
I mean, I think it's okay because it's happening for the Dodgers. It kind of is like, oh yeah, I'm okay with it. If it was the Yankees who were doing it, I'd be like, yeah, this is ridiculous. Yeah, how are they doing?
It's like when the Warriors got Kevin Durant because of the salary cap
spike.
Right.
Right.
There was like it just went up by $20 million 1 year because of the new TV deal. And instead of dispersing all that extra, that each team basically had $20 million more on the salary cap. So what should have happened is it was a smoothing proposal. And I can explain this very simply, okay?
Yeah.
Basically, what they should have done is everybody on each team should have just divided that up equally. It should not have...
Raised it a little bit at a time instead
because
of
then
all of a sudden.
Only the people who are free agents that summer benefited from the spike.
Yeah.
Okay? So the Warriors... and Kevin Durant were the biggest beneficiaries because they should not have had $20 million.
Right.
They just got it because of the TV spike. So what should have happened, the union kind of shot itself in the foot here. That's why you saw the Lakers with the Mozgov and Dang contracts. That was summer. That free agent class got paid at a rate that was not good for anybody.
Right.
I mean, it's good for those players.
Sure.
But why is it only good for a sixth of the league?
So Tony Clark is the president of the Players Association. He, unlike other voices around the industry, is defending the deferral rules. Mm. He says, quote, "We want the players and their individual representation to have as many tools in the bag to work with where teams can find common ground with players." All of those things should assume to be correct. So in other words, he's saying, nope, the players are going to fight for the right to defer money.
I don't agree with that.
I agree with it.
See, I think every agent, like I talked to agents in basketball, and that was the talk of the league, right? Like when you saw that deferral, like they were like, they better not try that in basketball, right? Like there is a sense of why would you ever do that? It's nice to say you got $700 million. It's nice to say that's coming to you. But what you're essentially doing is leaving $24 million you're letting them off cheap. Like they're spending $48 million and all they have to do is make sure it grows at a rate that it hits $68 million in 10 years.
Okay. So did you realize that this is not at all new for the Dodgers? That Mookie Betts has $115 million deferred.
Huh.
That Freddie Freeman has $57 million of his $162 is deferred.
Wow. Okay.
Teoscar Hernandez, who's the new left fielder, $8.5 million is deferred.
Wow.
But Mookie's got $115 million deferred. This is not new.
But the size of that deferral. So Mookie's deferral is actually not that much compared. He signed $400 million.
Yeah, it's only $115 million.
Well, it's a quarter.
Not that much. Not that
no, it's a quarter of
correct.
His deferred. So he's still getting three quarters of his salary.
But if I'm a player, I would do it.
Okay, the three quarters being paid, that's fine because you're deferring, and it probably helps you tax wise. There's probably a way to do that where. When you report your taxes, are you reporting the deferral, or do you have to report just your income? I'm sure there's some accounting trick.
By the way, I totally disagree with you in the NBA. Like, for example, let's just suppose that in the NBA you're allowed to defer salary. I don't think you are presently, right?
I think
right?
they are. There's a couple of contracts that have that. Like, Zach Randolph had a contract.
But let's
like
say
that.
It impacts the salary cap the way it does in Major League Baseball. Uh-huh. In other words, you sign Shohei Ohtani, it doesn't hurt. Wouldn't LeBron James defer some money to allow room under the salary cap to bring in another star?
If he's still
going to
get that, yeah, that's true. If they defer money, then theoretically, and it depends on how it counts against the cap.
Right.
It's the reason why Shohei is so unprecedented is because he's literally taking $2 million a year in salary.
Right.
Out of essentially 70.
And why is he doing it?
Because he wants to win.
Wants to win.
But that's just skirting the salary cap. That's what it's doing.
But it's counting for 45.
Yeah.
Or 46 or whatever it is. But it is a way to circumvent the salary cap.
So now
and from a player's perspective, if you're Shohei, wouldn't you love to know you've got $680 million coming after you've retired?
Yeah, he makes enough money where it doesn't matter.
Right.
It's fine. If you can defer that much money, you probably don't need it.
I think if you're a Major League Baseball team, you better learn to defer or you're not going to be able to keep up.
Here's what I learned from this contract is that there's a reason why the Dodger owners are billionaires in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
They're very good at finance.
Yes, yes. You're listening to KSPN Los Angeles, a Good Karma Brands radio station. Let's do 2 o'clock call of the day.
Cool.
877-710-ESPN. Did you do a 2 o'clock call of the day while I was gone?
We did 2 o'clock call of the day every single day. And on Thursday, we had a guest.
A guest?
Yeah. I'll tell you about it after 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Whoa,
cool.
Look at that professional move right there.
It's a tease within a tease.
Whoa.
877-710-ESPN for the 2 o'clock call of the day. By the way, we are doing BB Go Fifth Row Fridays this week. That means pay attention to absolutely everything we say on the show today. Hopefully you were listening yesterday. Rest of the week, if you can answer 5 questions correctly, on Friday at 3:30, you will be in the fifth row for a Lakers game. It is versus OKC, right? Lakers versus Thunder, which is a great game. So make sure you're paying attention to everything. 877-710-ESPN for 2 o'clock call of the day. Momo's in for John, 710-ESPN.